Want to go back in time?
First, you turn the time circuits on.
And turn up your radio with Mike Malone and the KQAK 435. Flashback.
Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart were a couple for about 3 years while they were members of the band called The Tourists. They only wrote one song together, an instrumental. But when The Tourists broke up, they formed Eurythmics as a duo and began writing together. A short time later, Lennox and Stewart broke up. Stewart tells a story in the Dave Stewart songbook. When they broke up as a couple, for some strange reason, it was like they were always going to be together. No matter what, they couldn't really break that spell, so they just carried on making music. In the New York Times, October 2007, Annie Lennox recalled that Sweet Dreams was written by the duo just after they had a bitter fight. She thought it was the end of the road, and that was that. They were trying to write, and Annie was miserable. And Dave just went, well, I'll do this anyway. Dave Stewart came up with the beat, Annie Lennox improvised a synthesizer riff, and suddenly they realized they had a potential hit. This was originally a hit in Europe in 1982. A year later, with the advent of MTV, it reached number one in the US, giving the Eurythmics their only US chart topper. Stewart and Lennox had very little money and were actually thrilled when a bank gave them a loan to buy some equipment and make a record. They made the most of their meager budget using an 8-track recorder and a complicated drum machine that Stewart drove 200 miles to grab. The innovative video presented Annie Lennox with close-cropped orange hair and a tailored black suit, making it the first popular video presented by an androgynous female. The cow in the video was Dave Stewart's idea. The cow, while very eye-catching, posed a logistical problem since the studios couldn't accommodate them. Eurythmics found a basement studio in London with an elevator big enough to transport the animal, and Annie recalls the shoot with the bovine walking around as being one of the most surreal experiences of her life. Regarding what it all meant, she said in the book I Want My MTV, the video is a statement about the different forms of existence. Here are humans with dreams of industry and achievement and success, and here's a cow. By the way, hands up to those of you who thought Annie Lennox sang, Sweet Dreams Are Made of Cheese. Relax, it's not just you. When Sweet Dreams became a hit in America, the Eurythmics became a sensation, appearing on the cover of Rolling Stone and playing sold-out shows. So here is Annie Lennox and Dave Stewart. It's the Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams, at your KQAK 435 Flashback.